message this morning, Jesus, the Son of Man. And we've looked in the last few weeks at Jesus. We looked at what His name meant. We looked at what He was like, exactly the way He lived, what He did. It was a blessing to see all those things about Jesus. Last week, we saw Jesus as the Son of the living God. Today, we're going to look at Him as Jesus, the Son of Man. A lot of times, we don't have a problem. Listen to me. A lot of times we don't have a problem with Jesus being the Son of God. I mean, He's God. We can handle that. But tell you what, we have a problem, I do, with imagining Him being just like me. I got a problem with that. It's hard. I mean, we can say it's no problem, but I think it's a problem. We struggle with Jesus having some of the same exact weaknesses that we have in our own bodies. You know what I'm saying? He was just like us. And we're going to see it today. Jesus was the Son of Man. So let's go with it this morning and see what we find today. Jesus came to this earth as a man and not a king. He showed us that true greatness is found not in ruling over others, but in what? Serving others. Jesus Christ came as the Son of Man, King of Kings, incognito. That's how He came. No one would have ever figured it. He's going to be the king? Born in Bethlehem like that? That's pitiful. He came incognito as King of Kings. He was the greatest king of all times, Jesus Christ. Very few traditional kings had a lowly birth and a life of poverty like He did. Very few. Check out your history. But He did, and He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Very few traditional kings ever embraced the sick and most disgusting types of people and mingled with the world's most rejected. But say it with me. Hit it. Say it with me. Jesus did. He's the Son of Man. We're going to see it today. The Bible is full of this stuff on Jesus being the Son of Man. And we're going to follow it through the Bible and hopefully going to get us a little education this morning. All right? The greatest king of all stooped to the lowest level. He was made in the likeness of men, Jesus Christ. Jesus was the Son of Man. What do we mean by that? Let's roll it, Raj, and see what we can find this morning. First of all, Jesus was human. Can you say that with me if your lips will do it? Here we go. Jesus was... It's almost hard to say for me that Jesus was human. God was human. And so what we've done, a lot of people can't handle that God was human, so they've made Jesus not God. You understand? Whole denominations, groups spring up. No, He can't be God. He's just a prophet. Because, see, we got a problem with God becoming like us, don't we? Because deep down inside of us, if we take time to think, we know who we are. We know what we're like. Jesus was human. Now, what do I mean? You might say, Clark, am I going to spend this morning with you talking? Yeah, you are. Come on. Here we go. He was human. He was born of a woman. Last time I checked, that's how you become a human. Yeah, He was born of a woman. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. You shall bring forth a son and shall call His name Jesus. What's the name Jesus mean? It means God saves. Say it with me again. Jesus means God saves. So He was born of a woman. Look at Mark 6:3. A lot of people get this all screwed up. Watch it. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, talking about Jesus, the brother of who? James and Joseph of Judah and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at Him. What does that teach us right there? He was human. He had what? Brothers and sisters. No, it couldn't happen. Mary couldn't have had any other children other than Jesus. She wouldn't be holy. Listen. That's what the Bible teaches. We can make this stuff up in our head, or we can go with what the Bible says. Amen? Say. He had brothers. He had sisters. Because guess what? He was what? Human. No, you can't have brothers and sisters. You might have one like mine. No, I love my brothers and sisters. They have no problem. But sometimes we think, you know, He couldn't have done that. Sure He could. He did. Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, say it with me, made of a what? Woman. He's the Son of Man. He's human. Keep looking. Not only was He born of a woman, He had flesh and blood. Just some, we're going to fly through them. Hebrews 2:14, for then as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. He had flesh and blood. You got flesh and blood? Say. So did your Savior. I have a hard time imagining the God of the universe having this mess. You know what I'm saying? And dealing with the things that you and I deal with. Boy, that makes him real to us when you start thinking this stuff through. The Son of Man, keep looking. He was human. He had a body, soul, and spirit just like you. You're not a dog, okay? You're not an animal. You're created in the image of God. You have a body. You have a soul. You have a spirit. And when Jesus Christ came, he had the same thing you had. He had a body. Look at it. Just some scripture. Matthew 26:12. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my what? Body. He had a body, just like you have a body. He had a soul. And he went a little further, and he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." The soul is our emotions. He had a will. He was emotional. How many emotional people we got in the house today, other than me? Okay? He was emotional. He had emotions. You know, he had struggles like you have. Spirit. Mark 2:8, and immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason ye these things in your heart?" He had a spirit. He was spiritual like you are. You're spiritual. You have a capacity in you to know God. You have a capacity in you to experience God. You have inside of you, God put it in there, and nothing else can fill that void in your life except Jesus Christ. It's in you. Okay? And he had that. When he was on the cross, when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my" what? Spirit. So he had body, soul, and spirit. Jesus was the Son of Man. He was human. Keep looking. He grew up. You know, he grew up. Can you imagine that? Here he's a little baby. He grows up. Jesus. Toddler. You know? Terrible twos. You know, I'm going through stuff. Yeah. Jesus grew up. He was a kid, man. Don't we have a hard time thinking that? We see Jesus. We see him in Bethlehem. We see him a little there at the temple. But we see him ministering. We see him on the cross. Probably none of our minds hardly ever go back to thinking he was a little kid, man. The God of the universe became one of them. You know what I mean? He did, for you and me. It's amazing. The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him, the Bible says. He was human. He looked like a man. What Jesus looked like? Looked like a man. What's wrong with you? That's what he looked like. What kind of man did he look like? Like a Jewish man. We get real spiritual and proudful. We make him a white Jesus. European lily white. And then you got your black Jesus. You got your Chinese Jesus. What was Jesus? He was Jewish. He was Jewish. Say it with me again. He was Jewish. That's who he was. So what did he look like? He had olive-colored skin, most likely. They seem to. And the way he got outdoors so much, no doubt he had probably a mean tan. You know what I'm saying? And sort of rough. That's the way it was, the old fisherman. You know what I mean? That he hung out with. That's what he looked like. He looked just like a man. How do you know that, preacher? John 4:9, then said the woman of Samaria unto him, "How is it that thou," say it with me, "being a Jew, ask me a drink?" So when she saw him, she knew what Jews looked like. She said, "Hey, you being a Jew, talk to me. Y'all ain't supposed to even like us. Talk to us at all." How about this? John 8:57, then said the Jewish leaders unto him, "You're not 50 years old yet, and you say you've seen Abraham?" So what did Jesus look like? He aged just like a normal man ages. You see what I'm saying? When he said that, he was, you know, in his early 30s. That's how old he was, and he looked right on target, right? Say. Now see, if I was the God-man, and I was 33, 38, 40, 45 like I am right now, I'd look 16. And old Clark, if he was the God man, I'd have a head full of hair. I'll tell you that right now. It would not be a question about it. I would change it from time to time. But you know what? We don't realize Jesus was a human. What did his hair look like? I can't tell you. He had some of the same weaknesses I have. Okay, you never see a picture of Jesus looking like me. But the bottom line is, he was born of a woman. And you know, there were some struggles there. Jesus became that for us. Does that help you at all? It helps me a little bit. And I'm getting somewhere. Hang on. We're just getting somewhere. Keep moving. Not only was he human, say that with me. Jesus was just like. Come on, y'all don't believe it. One more time. Jesus was just like us. I can't imagine that. The Son of the living God, the one who created everything, the one that always was. He was just like me, man. And he was just like me on purpose. He chose to be like us. Are you hearing me? See, we didn't have a choice to be us. We are us. Ain't got nothing to do with it. He had a choice to become just like us. What do I mean? Let's see if he was just like us. I started out with this one. He was hungry. Amen? Look at it. He was just like me. Look at Matthew 21:18. Now in the morning as he returned to the city, he was hungry. Ask my wife, every morning I get up, I'm one thing. Hungry. That's true. He's just like us. Keep looking. He was thirsty. John 4:7, then comes a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Can you imagine the one that's the living water humbled himself and became thirsty for you? Say, I'm thirsty. He didn't have to be, did he? He was just like us, man. Keep looking. He is tired. John 4:6, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, he sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. He's wore out. Can you imagine the God of the universe who created the universe and the stars and everything that is and breathed into man and he became a living soul? Can you imagine that? Him becoming tired for you and me. Are you hearing me today? The Son of Man. That's who Jesus is. Just like us. Keep looking. He was sleepy. I get this way every night. Look at it. Matthew 8:24, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was what? Sleeping. And I guarantee it, he slept better than I slept last night. I mean, he could sleep, man. He got tired and he slept. That's what he did. Just like us. This seems elementary. Clark, we know all that. Well, it's funny. I've been doing this for about 23, 24 years, preaching the gospel like this. First time I've ever looked at this so carefully. And it just did something to me in my office. As I'm sitting there studying, it just hit me. You were just like me. That helped me. That helped me. Isn't it great to know that you've got a God that's been there? We're going to see that verse coming up. 10:21, he loved. And by the way, he didn't just love people that did everything he said to do, for them to do. Look at this. Think he's talking to the rich young ruler. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. And said unto him, one thing thou lack, go your way, sell whatever you have, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up your cross, follow me. He loved. Do you love? Say, sure we do, don't we? We love people. We know how that feels. We know how that feeling is. He had that same feeling. He was the Son of Man, just like us. He cared. Matthew 9:36, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for people. He cared for people. When you get that feeling, when you see something or you see an injustice or you see someone suffering or you see a neighbor that needs help and you get that feeling, I want to do something. Did you know he had that same kind of feeling in him? He was the Son of Man. Keep looking. He could get angry. How many get angry once in a while? Okay? He could get angry. God could get angry? Yeah, he could get angry. Look, Mark 3:5, when he had looked around about on them with anger, he's looking at the Pharisees, religious phony folk, I call them. He was grieved for the hardness of their heart. He said unto the man, that they're getting ticked off because he's about ready to heal a man. Amen? And that bothered him. He said, stretch forth thy hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Jesus got ticked off. Okay? But he never sinned. Isn't that what the Bible tells us to do? Say it with me if you know it. Be angry and what? Sin not. It goes on to say, neither let the sun go down upon your what? Wrath. And then it says, neither give place to the what? Devil. Okay? But isn't it good to know that when you get riled up, your Savior got riled up? You know? Son of man. He cried. Shortest verse in the Bible. John 11:35. Jesus what? Wept. Who did he weep for? His friend Lazarus. He had died. You know, when you cry, when you weep, can you realize your Savior was made like a man and experienced that same thing? He can relate, man. That's what I'm learning out of this whole stuff. He can relate to me. When he was come near, he beheld the city of Jerusalem, and he wept over it, cried for his people. That's our Savior, Jesus Christ. He was happy. Sometimes we you know, especially conservative Christians, they can't handle the fact Jesus was happy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I just can't see him coming in and being really sad, being down. I mean, he loved people. He loved people. He worked with them nonstop. He worked so hard with people, he had to occasionally just get away so he could be totally alone. Why? Because he loved people so much. He'd work with them all the time. But because he was human, because he was just like us, he had to get a little rest every once in a while. But he loved people. He just loved being with folks, and he was happy. Luke 10:21, this was one of them. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and you've revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. I mean, he got tickled at the babes in Christ and the little ones that could understand and know, and the religious leaders thought they knew it all. You don't know nothing. He thought it was funny. You know what I'm saying? He was like that. He was happy. Some of us could learn a lesson from that in this building. Are you hearing me today? Say, y'all are alive today or not? I'm telling you. No, what? I'm telling you. We need to be happy people. Our community should see us happy, and it shouldn't be a phony, fake kind of mess. But if you're sour all the time, you've got a problem. Are you hearing me today? I went to preaching, getting a little ugly. But I'm telling you, I've been around Christians for most of my life now. And some of them just as ill as a hornet, mean as a snake, sour as a grape that ain't ripe, horrible. That shouldn't be us, friend. He was made in the likeness of men. He humbled himself. And if he could leave heaven and you ain't left much, amen? And he could be happy, you can be happy. We can be happy. Be happy. He was just like us. He could get upset. A little bit different than angry. John 13:21, when Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in his spirit. He was upset and testified, saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, one of you will betray me. And it upset him. You've been upset when somebody hurt you? Say, been upset when the person you love walked out on you. It hurts. You've been stabbed square in the back. Jesus says, I know what it feels like. You see what I'm saying? This has helped me this week. He knew what it was to get upset. Mark 14:33-34, and he takes with him Peter and James and John. He began to be sore amazed and very heavy. And he said unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. You stay here and watch. And he was upset. You hearing me today? That's our Savior. You might say, Clark, what's this got to do with me? I really don't know what it has to do with you. All I know is it helped me this week to see my Savior that way. Keep looking. He was tempted. How many been that lately? You know what I mean? The Son of God, the Creator of the universe, of all the angels, and fallen angels, by the way. He was tempted. He was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the sucker that he made. He was tempted. Are you hearing me? He knows what it is to be tempted, to deal with temptation. Hebrews 4:15. I love this verse. I'd really underline it, mark it, circle it, write it down. Hebrews 4:15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points, say it with me, tempted like as we are, yet without. He was tempted. When you're going through temptation, you say, you know, you can't understand what I'm going through. He can. Talk to him. But talk to him like that. You know what I'm going through. You know what it's like. Enter into that with him. It changes your perspective. Did me. Help me this week. Keep looking. He suffered. You suffered some, say. He suffered. 1 Peter 4 and 4, as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. He suffered. He knew what it was to hurt, to be hurt, to go through pain and agony. Maybe that's how you're feeling. He's just like you, man. He bled. He bled. You cut him, he bled. We have a hard time seeing Jesus like that. I mean, through life. He worked he was a carpenter. Some people debate, was it wood, was it stone? I don't know totally. But all I know is either way, he probably bled some. Are you hearing me say? He knew what it was to cut something. You know what I mean? Well, he was God. He never made a mistake. No. You're never going to relate to Jesus if you always think like that. He was human. Deal with it. That's who he was. And I have had a hard time dealing with it in my own head. But that's the Savior we have. He bled. John 19, pop it back up. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came out what? Not angel dust. Okay? That's your Savior. Blood and water. He's made just like you. That's why he came. He died just like you're going to die. Okay? Matthew 27:50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, he yielded up the ghost. He died. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, died because of crucifixion on a cross. That's our Savior. Just like us, as far as we don't die that kind of death, but he did say, take up your cross and follow me. Paul said this, I die how much? Daily. So we're to relate with him in the cross life as well. He was buried. I know this is elementary, but it happened. Matthew 27:59, and when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. He laid it in his own tomb. Wasn't Jesus' tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door and a sepulchre, and he departed. Jesus was born when he was born. Born in a stable, didn't have a place to be born. When he died, he didn't have a place to be buried that was his own. That's our Savior, amen? But we got to have everything right now. So that's why we don't relate to Jesus. It's not that he ain't like us. We ain't like him. Say. He became just like us. Jesus was the Son of Man. Now, I don't have much more, but I need you to listen. Listen, help me. I have a short attention span. Here we go. The Son of Man was his favorite name for himself. Can you say that with me? The Son of Man was his favorite name for himself. You saw, there's over 700 names of Jesus in the Bible. Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince, Peace, the Everlasting Father. That's one of the ones I'd have picked. King of kings, Lord of lords. You know what he picked? You know what his favorite name for himself was on this planet? You know what he kept calling himself over and over and over and over and over again when he met people? It wasn't, I'm the big honcho here. I'm the big guy. He said, you know who I am? I'm the Son of Man. He loved that name. More than any other name, he chose to relate to you and to me. Isn't that powerful? Say, isn't that great? He's way up here, but he chose to be right here. It's just phenomenal to me. Keep looking. He used it a bunch of times. I'm just going to lay them out real fast. No scripture with it. Here's what he said a few other times. The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. The Son of Man would be betrayed. The Son of Man should suffer. The Son of Man would be lifted up. The Son of Man would be 3 days in the earth. The Son of Man would be raised from the dead. The Son of Man will send forth angels. The Son of Man, hallelujah, will come again from glory one day. Amen? That's what he said. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Come on. That's what he said. It's good stuff. But now listen. Listen to me. I got a couple of things as I study in my office. There are four times that he called himself the Son of Man that spoke to my heart. Okay? Now you can go on the website and get these, or you just might want to jot them down. They spoke to my heart. Okay? But this is just me and him. And this spoke to my heart. And I got a feeling, especially if you've studied your Bible or been a Christian for any length of time, they probably speak to your heart as well and have in the past. Look at it. The Son of Man, look at this one, came not to be ministered to, but to minister. That just knocks me out. Matthew 20, here's the Son of God. Very God. And he came not to be ministered to, but to minister to us and to give his life a ransom for many. Is that powerful or what? I've seen that for years, and every time I see it, I go, man, I just can't believe that. Every time I see that, I think I'm a pig. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it looks. You know, what are you doing, Clark? Keep looking. Here's another one that spoke to my heart. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Matthew 8:11. The Son of Man's come to seek and to save the lost. Luke says it a little differently. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That just boggles my mind. Jesus, the Son of Man, his purpose on this to come here was to seek and to save you and me. Another one that got me in my office was the Son of Man can alone forgive sin. It's only he that can forgive sin. In case you're trying to pray some other way, it ain't going to fly. Matthew 9:6, but that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on the earth to forgive sins. That's what he has. We talked about this guy last week, I think. So anyway, he can forgive sin. That spoke to my heart. Only he can do it, man. Then this one, the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. You ever read that say and just marveled? He didn't have a place to lay his head. Matthew 8:20, then Jesus said unto him, the foxes got holes, the birds of the air, they have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. What does that mean? It means what it says. He have a home. You hear me? He grew up. He came to this earth, didn't have a place to be born in, so he's born in a stable. When he died, he is in a barred tomb. We already saw that. And when he was on this planet, when he was ministering, he didn't have a place. He didn't have a home. Y'all understand that? Say. He can relate to the homeless, can't he? Jesus can relate no matter where you're at in life. He's the Son of Man. Now, what did those four things teach me? Those four things taught me something. And I ain't much longer, believe it or not. They taught me something. Here they are, right here. Number one. Care for people, Gary. That's what the Lord spoke in my heart in my office this week. Oh, this ain't the first time I've heard that voice. Tell me that. That's what it's all about. Care for people. Why'd you come, Jesus, Son of Man? Because I care for people. I care for people. I care for people. I care for people. That's why Jesus came. He cared for people. Throw me that ball, dude. Here, I'm going for a pass. Come on, ain't got much air in it. Woo! All right. Thank you. This is my old friend Tarkington. Football. I love the Vikings. Don't ask me why. I will tell you, they do play Thursday. Oh, my goodness, I got a Viking memory now. They do play Thursday night, the Green Bay Packers. I will tell you that. Whether the game is meaningless or not, it's a good way to spend a little time. Amen? Here we go. I'll tell you something. Listen to me. This is serious. Jesus cared for people. That's what I should do. That's what you should do. There's a friend of mine, he's in this church, and he loves me. He's older than me, he's, you know, sets a good example like a father would to me. And they just got back, and he was over at my house painting so the place could look good tonight when y'all came, and putting up some other Christmas lights so things would look good. And that's a nice thing to do, isn't it? But as I'm talking to him, he told me that where he lives up north, the neighborhood is changing. There's blacks that's moved in. Got Mexicans over here. And you know what a lot of people would do? A lot of people go, well, there goes my investment. The neighborhood's losing money. You know what that man said in his church? He said, there's a grandma, black family there, and grandma's raising a bunch of grand young'uns. And he said, I saw the boys out there in the yard. Little boys, I guess they're maybe 8, 10 years old, 12. He said, and I grabbed my old football. And he said, I walked over there and I just started throwing the ball with them. Here, Thomas, come on. Come on, we're going to hit Chad in the head. He just started throwing the ball. He just started throwing the ball with them. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, buddy?
good to see you, dude. You know? And he said, this is my ball, but you keep it. You keep it. But it ain't yours. And y'all can throw it, okay? And you know what? I'll come over sometime. I'll throw the ball with you. I think that's what Jesus would do. I think Jesus would throw the ball. But let me tell you something. This grandmother of these boys said, would you send my grandboys a Christmas card? He said, sure would. And the grandmother, he talked to her again recently. And she said, you go send my grandboys a Christmas card, right? He says, yeah. She said, those boys go every day to that mailbox looking for that Christmas card. I'm going to tell you something, friend. That's what it's about. That's caring for people. I mean, that, you might think, what can I do? Why don't you throw the ball, for crying out loud? Are you hearing me today? Why don't you think about somebody else instead of your real estate investment? Are you hearing me today? Say, that's the Son of Man. That's who He is. He's like that. Are you hearing me today? And that's, you might say, I can't do that, Gary. Yes, you can. This is a real man. He's retired. He's got aches and pains just like you got. But he says, I could care less because this is what I'm supposed to do. Amen? I'm supposed to minister. His other neighbor, listen to me. His other neighbor, they moved in. The Mexican family, their air conditioner's running all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. And he has a little smarts about that kind of stuff, and he knows something's wrong with the air conditioner. And their light bill's going out the gazoo. You know what he does? He takes it on himself to talk to them. You know what? He fixed the air conditioner. Now their light bill's a lot less. I think Jesus would fix the air conditioner. Are you hearing me today? He cared for people. He was the Son of Man. He was human. He was just like us. That means we can be just like Him. You see what I'm saying? The playing field got leveled for us. If He had angel wings on, we'd say, I can't do that. I ain't got no angel wings. He said, I was just like you, man. You can do it. Real fast, I'm done. He taught me this week. He just hit it again. I knew it already. To seek and share Jesus with lost people. But don't get the cart before the horse, okay? Don't go out there seeking and trying to share Jesus with people when you don't care. Just so you can come and tell us, I gave out 5 tracts. I knocked on so many doors. Big hairy deal. Do you care for people? You hearing me today? I know it's a little ugly. This ain't your typical Christmas message. This is Jesus right here, man. Seek to share Jesus with people, but care for them first. Okay? Number 3, you teach me. Don't judge people because you can't forgive their sins anyway. Right? The Bible says He alone can forgive sin, right? It's funny how we judge people. Why do we judge them in the first place? You can't fix them. Amen, say. Why don't you care for them? Why don't you reach out to them? Why don't you be kind to them? Why don't you live Jesus before them? That's ugly, ain't it? But they do this. So what? Maybe if you live for the Lord, you can tell them about Christ later, share Christ with them, and they'll change. They'll have their sins forgiven. But you ain't going to get them anywhere by looking down your nose at them. Say, well, I can't believe it. Go to prayer for these people. You can't fix them anyway. Don't judge them. I learned that this week. Last one's this. He had no place to lay his head. Seek God's kingdom first, not stuff. You hearing me? Seek God's kingdom first, not stuff. Gary Clark has been blessed with a lot of stuff. I really have. You're going to see my home tonight. Come on. God gets every bit of the credit, every bit of the glory. Okay, anything I have, you can blame it on Him. Amen? He's that kind of God. He loves me. And I can't figure out why, but He does. But you know what? That isn't to be the thing I live my life for. Stuff. I'm to seek His kingdom. Y'all getting a message today from the Son of Man or not? Say. See, I got honed in this week. I got Him in the radar. And I got a glimpse of Him this week. Amen? And I hope you're just, we've helped you a little bit today. Let's look at the last thing. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Pop it up. Jesus Christ gave up every right of royalty. He submitted himself to be called the Son of Man. He did this so he could accomplish his mission to save people from their sins. That's who he is. He is our Savior. Hey, I don't know what he looked like, but he could about look like that. You see what I'm saying? Let's hit it, Kev. We'll close with a song this morning. Pray for me. There's a lot going on up in his head. How could it be, this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? And Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king who looks so small, his face and hands so fair, and when he cries, the sun just disappears. Oh, but when he laughs, it shines again. How could it be? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king who looks so small, his face and hands so fair, and when he cries, the sun just disappears. Oh, but when he laughs, it shines again. How could it be? How could it be? How could it be? Would you stand with me this morning? This morning, stand with me, please. God bless you. God bless you this morning. Amen.